I have Tristan in here from the Bee Eaters. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well. It's nice to be here.
Awesome. Sweet. Thanks. How was the trip up?
The trip up was fairly uneventful but long. I was coming up from Berkeley, and it's nice to see all the familiar spots. We used to do that drive a lot because when we lived up here, we'd go down for concerts when I was little. So I know that road very well. It felt good to travel it again, but it's nice to be out of the car now.
That's pretty sweet. Well, thanks for stopping up on your way on up. You guys have two shows going on this weekend at the Arcata Playhouse.
We do, yeah. Saturday and Sunday nights of this weekend, both at 7:30 p.m. So doing two nights. And it's really an honor to bring Daryl Anger, who's our fiddle hero and mentor. I met Daryl when I was 9 out of music camp in Nashville. Went out to Mark O'Connor's camp out there and met Daryl and got to study and work with him a lot over the years. And now we're collaborating. So looking
Which
forward to
it. Which is pretty awesome.
That's great.
It's cool. And then Emmy Phelps.
Emmy Phelps as well. And she is a great singer and songwriter and guitarist. So we'll be doing some of her songs. She and Daryl perform a lot as a duo and in various bands as well. So yeah, it'll be a variety of material, some instrumentals, some songs, some old classic covers and some new songs, and a healthy amount of spontaneous improvisations.
Well, that's good. That's good. You guys are definitely I just moved here from West Virginia like a month and a half ago, but listening to you all definitely sounds like you're really, really great at improvisation. And same for Daryl Anger. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's fun just to start playing and see what'll come out. And when you know the people involved really well, then you can kind of, you almost know what they're going to play before they play it, and makes it really fun because you can just get this musical communication going on in the music.
That's pretty awesome. Well, did you want to play something for us too?
Sure. Yeah. I'll just play a little bit of, maybe I'll start improvisationally and then I'll go into something.
That sounds good.
Thank you.
I feel like you need a crowd in here to clap after that. That was amazing.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. And I don't know. I was singing it in my head.
Yeah. A couple of good classic melodies there.
Yeah, it was beautiful. Very, very beautiful. How long have you been doing this?
Well, I started fiddle or violin or whatever you call it 28 years ago now. Before I was the age of 2, I started fiddle. With a great teacher and musician, Rob Diggins, who's up in West Haven. He's still around, and my sister and I studied with him for many, many years. So that was kind of the beginning of the musical journey for me. And cello came on maybe when I was 9 or 10 or something. So, yeah, music's always been a big part of life.
Well, music, it definitely affects all of us. It's kind of like emotions. I don't know.
It's a really good, you know, people say it's a universal language, and it's really true. You can go anywhere in the world and you can play music and you can connect with people whose lives are maybe very different or who actually speak a different language. Like, it's a way that people can relate. Everyone responds to it. So
that's pretty sweet. Have you had a lot of opportunity to go abroad and play music?
A bit. I was touring with a band called Crooked Still for a handful of years, and we toured around Europe a lot, and UK. We went down to Australia, a variety of traveling, and certainly a lot all over the US. So
that's pretty amazing. Definitely amazing. The whole US is very, very different. My trip from West Virginia,
and yes,
it really, really changed, like from Illinois until I got to California. It was crazy. And the desert was,
yes,
definitely
lots and lots of desert. And yeah, my family, we used to go on trips. We'd drive across the country and back to go to these music camps, or, you know, to go to a festival or learn from some musicians. And it was such a good learning experience. And we'd get our fiddles out all sorts of places along the way. And you know, if we got into trouble, you know, if we were on the side of the road and our car was broken down, we'd get our fiddles out and someone would help us. They'd be like, oh, these people are playing nice music. They're probably just fine.
That's pretty cool.
And, you know, we'd go and we'd tour at RV resorts in Arizona where, you know, we had like an old RV at the time, and we had a couple of dogs with us, or maybe a dog and a cat. And they had all these rules. They were like, no one under the age of 55 is allowed in this section of the resort. No pets are allowed. They had one section where you could have pets and another where you could have children. And we had both. But somehow the fact that we brought music to them made us completely welcome in all these circles where otherwise people might have looked askance at us and like, are they, you know, part of our crowd? Or So it was nice to see how that can bring people together and help them to relate to each other.
That is pretty amazing. Definitely. I don't have anything to follow up with that. That was so beautiful. Larry did ask me to ask you a question, though.
Ah.
He asked me why you eat bees.
Why we eat bees? Well, we don't have that much actual bee eating experience, but we do like honey a lot. But bee eaters are a type of bird that lives various places around the world. So a lot of them in Africa, I think. Most places except for North America. And we'd been playing music for a couple of years and we were looking for a band name. And it's hard to find a band name that's not taken. Especially any kind of band name you like that's not taken. It's quite a challenge. So my bandmate Simon, who plays the hammer dulcimer, he was going through. He's like, well, we're scraping the bottom of the barrel. We're going to look through a list of bird names.
And bee eaters.
And this made it onto the list. And at first we were like, wow, that's weird. And then it kind of grew on us. And we came to like the name. So they're a very colorful bird. Yeah, there's like 30 different species of them. And they're known for their ability to eat bees. They have this method where they eject the stinger out so that they don't get stung by the bee. And
That's actually pretty cool.
They're very social birds. They seemed like a nice name to take. So.
Okay, awesome. And the fact of that they're different places like that also connects to our discussion a moment ago.
Yes, we were on tour playing some shows in the UK, and we saw a newspaper article. The headline was something like, "Bee eater gets blown off course," and there was a picture of this bird. And it had gotten blown off course and made its way to England. And there were maybe moments where we could relate. It was kind of cold. It was the middle of January. We were like, yeah, we got blown off course a little bit, but we had a good time.
I would have saved that article.
We probably did. We have it somewhere, I bet.
Okay, awesome. Well, I'm going to have to go ahead and close this out. Thank you so much for coming.
Yes, thank you for having me.
And everybody should go on out to the Arcata Playhouse this weekend. The Bee Eaters are playing both Saturday and Sunday at 7:30 with Daryl Anger, who's awesome. He does the Car Talk theme.
He's the fiddle player on the Car Talk theme with David Grisman. He founded the David Grisman Quintet, many groups over the past 40 years. So it's an honor to collaborate with him.
Mm-hmm. And Emmy Phelps.
Emmy Phelps.
Also awesome as well.
Yes.
So make sure to go on.
I should also mention that we have a free workshop at HSU on Saturday at 3 p.m.
Oh, cool. Awesome.
Open to any age, any instrument, so people can email us. They can get in touch about that.
Okay. What's your email address?
info@beeeaters.com.
That's really hard.
They can go. Yeah, pretty hard. They can go to our website, beeeaters.com, and they'll find out about all this stuff. And we hope to see everyone Saturday and Sunday at the Playhouse.
Cool. And if anyone wants to hear this again, I'll post it on khum.com in just a little bit.
Nice. Great.
Awesome. Sweet. Well, coming up here in just a little bit, we'll hear from Larry Trask. You're listening to KHUM.